For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Deadly wildfires are raging in California. In Paradise, 10 people were killed in the most destructive fire in state history. The town was destroyed quickly due to high winds that fanned the flames and hampered aerial support. In Southern California,
the wind shifted this way, and it came down, and within 3 minutes, it went from, let's monitor it, to we were running for our lives.
Few people knew if their homes would remain standing when they left.
It was all in perfect condition 2.5 hours ago when I was standing there. It's sad, but, you know, we didn't get hurt, and that was the important part.
250,000 people in Southern California have been evacuated by wildfires. So far, nearly 200 homes have been destroyed in Los Angeles County. Many famous people have also reportedly lost their homes in Malibu. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is home from the hospital. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Justice Ginsburg released from a Washington, D.C. hospital on Friday morning. The 85-year-old Ginsburg had taken a fall in her office on Wednesday night and fractured 3 ribs. A statement from the Supreme Court says Ginsburg's doing well, but she'd be working from home for a while. She's been on the high court since 1993 and is the oldest sitting justice. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump and his wife Melania are in Paris. They were welcomed by French President Macron and his wife. Macron suggested an all-European army is needed to possibly counter the United States. President Trump said,
I appreciate what you're saying about burden sharing. We want a strong Europe. It's very important to us that a strong Europe. And whichever way we can do it the best and most efficient would be something that we both want.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Pittsburgh is still mourning for the 11 people killed at the Tree of Life Synagogue last month. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Hundreds gathered at Point State Park in downtown Pittsburgh Friday afternoon to honor lives lost and celebrate the city's strength. Senator Bob Casey said he's proud of the city.
People all over the world have marveled at the strength, the resolve, and the love of the people of Pittsburgh, a community, as we say, stronger than hate and stronger than ever.
Robert Bowers, a 46-year-old truck driver, is accused of that shooting rampage that also injured 6. He's pleaded not guilty to federal charges. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
U.S. and Chinese diplomatic officials are continuing their meetings in Washington amid a backdrop of a number of issues that have increased tensions between the two countries. John Clements has more.
Those issues include the trade wars between the two nations, the predatory Chinese tactics on the American high technology industry, religious freedoms, North Korea, Afghanistan, as well as the economic boycotts against Tehran. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he is also being forced to discuss China's aggressive military actions in the South China Sea.
We have continued concern about China's activities and militarization in the South China Sea. We press China to live up to its past commitments in this area.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.